Who do you think you are?
Something completely random.
Animals in action. Animals in action.
Random. We using that in the intro?
Dice Man Enterprises exclusively presents.
Who do you think you are?
Who do you think you are?
A talk show about everything that means absolutely nothing.
Thank you and good night!
How about that?
And now here's your host for the weirdest name of a show ever. Some random guy on a mic.
Welcome into another edition of Who Do You Think You Are? It is another glorious episode. I'm the Dice Man, or actually I'm Byron Dice, your host, a.k.a. Dice Man. You can follow me on Twitter, at Dice Man, spelled D-Y-E-S-S. Also, we have a Facebook page, Who Do You Think You Are podcast. Follow us there. Also on Instagram, I'm at Dice Man as well. You can follow. Oh, actually, no, it's an Instagram account for the podcast show. So it's Who Do You Think You Are podcast there as well. Also, mic number two joining us back. It's my lovely bride of 28 years, Susan Dice, mic two, a.k.a. Dice Woman. You can follow her on Twitter at Dice Susan, spelled the same, D-Y-E-S-S. So there you go.
Even though I don't really do anything on Twitter.
Well, you could now. Now that you'll get tons of followers.
Now that I'm going to have tons of followers.
Tons of followers.
I'm so excited.
We are, I have to apologize to the video guest tonight. We are doing audio only on this episode. We decided not to do the YouTube channel. And another apology.
Tonight. Just tonight.
Well, maybe. Another apology is it's been quite a while since we've done a show.
Yeah.
Another apology there. The only way to get consistent followers and build an audience is to do consistent content, which we've been lacking.
Well,
so
we've done consistent we've done consistent shows for
we did for 23 episodes. We were good.
Yeah.
It was 23. It was one a week.
So it was good times.
Tonight is a very special episode because this is what I'm calling the post Disney show. What we're going to do is recap. Last weekend we got back.
It's amazing. It seems like we've been home forever.
I know, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's been since last weekend. We drove back in from Orlando, Florida, back into the great Behem, Alabama. and it was just last. It doesn't seem like it.
No.
We've been back a week. What we're going to do is give you a post a review of what our experience was at the Disney World.
At the Disney World.
You got anything else to add before we get started?
Well, we didn't mention a couple of things have changed since our last show. I got a new job.
Oh, do we need to talk about that?
Yeah, why not?
Sure, go ahead. You got a new job?
Yeah.
You are now an official freelance writer? Comment writer? Is that what you call it?
Right. I am I'm a contracted. Is it contracted? Let me think. Yeah.
I would say that.
Yeah,
your contract. Yeah.
Freelance comment writer for automobile dealerships. For when vehicles come in to a dealership, it's used vehicles. When it comes in, whatever that particular trim has on it, that's the information that I put in. Like, for instance.
Trim.
What? Why is
that's
that funny?
That's just a funny word.
Trim.
Yeah, trim. Hey, let's go trim the closet.
Like, for instance, if there's a Toyota Camry XLE. Isn't it XLE? Yeah,
it could be, yeah. XL something. XLT?
An XLE has specific information that accompanies it.
Right.
For instance, sunroof or moonroof.
Yeah.
You know, leather upholstery.
Right. Power windows.
Heated seats. Yeah. Well, I don't do power windows. Well, I'll do full power accessories.
Yeah, you got that.
Yeah.
And all, that's all of the trim.
Yeah, cruise control, blah, blah, blah.
I think
blah,
the
blah,
Mini
whatever.
Has a BLT.
Who does?
Mini.
No.
Like Mini Coopers, they have a BLT.
No, they don't.
There's just have an XLT.
The majority of the vehicles
that's
I do
a joke, folks.
Is like, you know,
BMWs
and Audis and stuff like that. So we've got like a lot of, they've got a lot. Think about it. They've got a lot of features. When you're dealing with a higher end class car, you're dealing with, lane departure, warning system, blind
backup
spot,
camera.
Yeah, rear view camera.
HUD display.
Rain sensing wipers. You know, heated steering wheel.
Yeah, heated
mirrors. I said steering wheel.
That steering wheel?
Yeah, I mean, you know, so.
They've got some now that the heads-up display will in the dashboard, like Iron Man, you know what I'm saying? And the HUD, they've got that.
Okay.
They do.
Okay.
Do you believe me?
Night vision. That's one of them. Night vision.
Oh, yeah, no, that's pretty cool. I like that.
Yeah.
I saw the demo of that. You can see a deer miles down the road.
Yeah. How cool is that?
And it's like it's night vision, like you're going through one of those movies where you got the night vision
gear.
Yeah,
it's like on a display.
Everything's anyway. On display. I mean, black and white.
Yeah. Well, it looks like kind of green. It's kind of greenish.
Well,
wow, this is so loud in my ears. I'm not even kidding.
I'm sorry. What? I was away from the mic there. Let's go ahead and walk through. This is our Disney experience. And why are we doing this? I just felt like it was needed because people that have not gone, they can kind of take away from our experience. Or probably you don't want to experience anything that we experienced. So
yeah.
We started our trek.
Well, and let me, that's the reason
why
I mentioned.
Are we prefacing something?
That's the reason I mentioned the job, because I literally started the job 2 weeks before we're leaving to go to Disney. And being a freelance comment writer, you don't have a day off.
There's no time off.
No, it is nonstop because automobile.
Automobile.
Stop. That's no.
That okay. is good. I'm putting that in the comments.
Shut
for
it.
The show.
Anyway, they constantly get vehicles in. So you're constantly having to, you know, update the system. And dealerships, if they have a, you know, bunch of vehicles out there that have no comments.
Yeah.
Because see, the information that I put in, it goes to the website. Like when somebody goes and searches
for the dealer's website.
Right.
Yeah.
If they go search for a vehicle, my comment will be there to, they'll be able to look at it and go, oh, I might want to get that because it's got blah, 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 you know?
It's got heated mirrors.
Right. So the information, the cars come in, dealers, they don't like for there to be no comments.
Okay? Right.
So
why don't they, the people that put them into the system, why don't they write
I got the,
comments?
The job 2 weeks before and I had to work the whole entire time. Not that there
yeah,
was
non-stop.
No, right. So,
because there was a lot of ketchup to do.
On the drive down there.
Not mustard, but ketchup.
On the drive down there, Byron drove and I typed and worked for 8 straight hours.
I drove.
Right.
And she's over in the passenger seat.
Working.
Yeah, with a pillow on her lap and the laptop on the pillow.
Yeah.
Which I don't recommend because of heat failure.
But it didn't. No heat.
Okay, so yeah. There you go. So she's working the whole time I'm driving.
Yeah.
So
we left on a Saturday morning, right? Right.
Saturday right. morning, we got up, and the goal was to leave around 5. We got out of town, and this is typically what we do. We'll say we're leaving at 5, we don't get out of here till 7.
Well, I had already scheduled, you know, getting out at about 7.
Oh, so you said 5 because you knew there was a 2-hour lag with this family.
Well, we couldn't check into the hotel until 4, so I knew that. You know, we don't want to get there way early and not...
Right. Then we'd have to sit at a club or something.
Right. Yeah. Starbucks, drinking some coffee. And so we met Gabby and Kristen.
Gabby and Kristen, yes. Shout out to...
Our Texas friends.
Right. They're fans of the show as well. Now, Gabby does the visual, so I doubt she'll hear the audio.
Yeah.
Because she's... can I say she's special? Is that...
what does that mean? A special what?
A special person.
Oh, because she only likes to listen to it. She don't like to listen to it. Yeah.
Right. But she's going to have to.
She will.
Shout out to Gabriella Paré and her daughter, Kristen. They did the trip with us. Not with us, but they met us there in Orlando.
Right. And
so we leave out two Saturdays ago, and it was a nice drive. I'll go ahead and say that. It was 8-hour. Traffic wasn't horrible. I don't think we ran into anything crazy. I don't think it rained at all. It was just a nice drive. I was keeping it cruised at 80.
And I really don't remember a whole lot because I was nonstop literally working.
Oh, you were. I don't know how you did that. I just. Yeah.
I mean, I was in the zone.
I could not have done that.
I could not have dude that.
Dude that.
Yeah, I was
automobiler.
In the zone.
What was it?
I see. You don't know. Yeah.
Dude-a-mobile. Dude-a-mobile?
No. Okay.
So we get to Orlando. I don't think there's anything really outstanding on the trip that's memorable other than road. you know, of course we had our road food.
Right.
Nobody
right.
got robbed at a 7-Eleven or anything like that. Kids are in the back sleeping. Bentley's on his...
Bentley never went to sleep. He played video games. He's played his video games.
So you got a DS, if something like that, the kids are good.
Yeah, JC snoozed like
that. She's like, give me that pillow.
Yeah.
So we get in Orlando. First day was Saturday. We get there what time?
Well, we drive straight to Shades of Green and get our tickets.
I see Shades of Green.
Because Gabby hooked us up with some military discount.
Is this public knowledge?
Yeah. Okay. I mean,
it is now.
It's friends and family. They can do friends and family.
We go to Shades of Green, which is, I didn't know this, is a military installation.
Right, which is where we're going to stay next time.
Right.
And
so
got
you
our
go
tickets.
On there, and because they have a military ID, they give us a great discounted deal for a 5-day hopper.
We don't even have to. I mean, stand in line. We go straight there, get our tickets. They give us our ticket like right there to be able to get in. All we got to do is go and do our fingerprint, and boom, we're in Disney.
Okay.
So we do that the first day. Then we drive over to our hotel, which driving up to it.
Okay, yeah, let me describe this real quick. The name of the hotel is Seasons Florida Resort, okay?
Right.
So first of all, you're thinking the name resorts on it. We're going to have fine china. We're not going to use plastic forks and plates, okay?
I knew it wasn't. You know what I'm the one that chose the hotel.
When you say resort, you think of that. There's a spa. No. Somebody's getting a massage somewhere. No. This place was behind a bar. Or actually not a bar.
It was
a club called Capone's.
No, it was a dinner theater.
Whatever. You pull up and you're thinking, I just here's Clubville.
It's a dinner theater.
It's a dinner theater called Capone's.
It's like 15
after
minutes.
After the infamous Al Capone. Okay? That's what kind of dinner theater we're looking at.
Right. Driving up to it, it did not look pretty on the outside. I was really nervous. And see, that's why I booked only 2 days. Let's digress. I booked 2 days because I didn't know really how far it was, and I didn't know because sometimes they lie and say they're closer than they really are.
Oh, yeah,
and it was
okay.
About 15 minutes away, which wasn't bad at all. The drive was great.
No, it was good.
And I didn't know how the hotel was. It had excellent reviews. It was like 8.7 out of 10. Everybody reviewed. It was like 60 something reviews, and everybody rated it really high.
And they were like number one on Foursquare or something.
I don't know, but anyway. I saw it and I thought, okay, this is a good deal. It's got free breakfast. You know, free breakfast is always good. So, and it was like $85 a night. And so I was like, I knew it wasn't a great, fancy schmancy hotel, but like I said, it got great reviews. So that's why I went with it, but only did 2 nights because I was kind of nervous. So on the way down there, Gabby and Kristen drove from San Antonio, Texas. They were driving through the night before. They were trying to locate a hotel, and everything was booked. You're looking at, this is spring break
town?
Weekend. They were Lake City,
Florida.
For like several miles, not just Lake City, going toward Orlando as well. They couldn't find.
Yeah,
up
we're
until
prime time spring break.
That
here.
Spring break week, last week, week before last when we went. What was it?
It was two weeks ago.
Yeah. That spring break week, I looked on college.com or whatever, and that week is the most popular for spring break across the nation. This week is our school system spring
break.
Let
me say something. I have my brain is mush because it wasn't last week. It wasn't last.
No, last week you...
Right.
Yeah,
last week is my first week back.
Right.
So it was 2 weeks ago.
Right.
That,
I thought something
not
was
this
weird.
Past weekend that we drove in. The weekend before that. Sorry.
Yeah. So...
I tried to get a show in, but it was been tough.
Well, yeah. So anyway, Gabby and Kristen could not find a hotel. There was none. They had one room, and it was like really smoky, yucky, and so they ended up sleeping in their car. Okay.
Oh, yeah, the trunk.
So Kristen kind of got nervous because she knew that we didn't have a hotel for the whole entire time. We only had it for the 2 days.
Couple of days, yeah.
So she started calling hotels in Orlando. No, we're booked. No, we're booked. We're booked. We're booked. We're booked. And so
we're about to be on the street.
When I got to the hotel, I saw the building and I was like, oh, this is not really pretty. But then when we went into the rooms were really, really nice. They were completely done.
Furbished.
No, they were just, they're like updated. Everything was updated. It had, you know, the blinds were like the real big, thick, five-inch blinds. The beds were really tall, and it was like the Gaylord Resort beds. The beds were real tall and real smushy. They were really nice. You know, tile floors.
If the bed's what you're referring to, then I'll go with you there.
Yeah.
Not the room.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same layout as the Gaylord. It was the exact same layout. Everything, they had new furniture. Everything was nice. It was a really nice, I was very pleasantly surprised when we got in the room. So I was like, okay, I had asked the guy if they were booked. And he said, yes, we're booked until April. So that kind of made me nervous. And he said, yeah, we're booked. We got a day here and there, you know, whatever.
Yeah, sporadic.
So I start to get on my computer to look for a room. And all of a sudden, the Lord spoke to me. And he said, call down there. And so I went over, called the guy. I was like, hey, do you have any other days? And he was like, well, I got Wednesday. And he's like, well, maybe I've got a king bed on Thursday. And I'm like, well, can you just, you know, try to see if you have. So he worked it out to where we were able to stay the whole entire week. So that was a huge burden off.
Okay. Right.
So there you go.
So the burden's lifted. Mm-hmm. We've got the entire week ready to go.
We met some of Gabby's friends there over at and went over to their hotel and
went over to what was the name of that?
I don't know.
Comfort Inn.
I don't know.
Madison Square Gardens. Mm-hmm. Anyway, there was a pool there. Oh, they were right. They did get in the pool twice. Yeah. I wasn't counting that one.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Got in a pool over there. They had a little waterfall slide. Okay, so that was good.
And then the whole Buffalo Wild Wings.
And then
Wings
we went out to dinner that night. At Buffalo Wild Wings. That was
the worst.
Yeah, just.
It was like we were there.
It was too crowded.
Over an hour to get anything. I mean, it was
I don't know what the deal was. Something happened. Our table got neglected. It was
cheerleaders.
Just, yeah, there was a bunch of cheerleaders walking around. It was just a bad scene. I didn't want to be there.
And Bentley plus cried. That place.
Yeah, Bentley cried.
Oh my god,
he was missing his grandma or his nanu.
Yeah, he
my nana,
because he had been awake since 3 o'clock that morning. And so
he's having meltdown.
He was very,
time.
Very tired, and he was looking at pictures of my mom, and so he started, you know, crying.
So that was, and then that place we were in, that was just, it was a nightmare.
Oh my
getting that.
Gosh.
I don't know who designed that place, getting in and out, but it was horrible. So anyway,
yeah.
So that was the end of day. That was the drive-in, tickets, hotel booked. We're ready to go. What do we do now? Now the new thing is, hey, let's download My Disney Experience app on your phone and start getting fast passes.
Yeah.
That was the next thing. We've been there 3 years ago, and that either they had it and I didn't know about it.
But I don't think they did.
Or I just
the whole band system's new since we went there. They didn't have the bands when we went there.
Right.
They just had the little cards.
Yeah.
Right after we went, they started with the bands.
So I start getting on fast passes. So day one, we decided, let's go to Epcot and let's knock it out.
Because I have been to Epcot. This was the third time. Two other times I've been to Epcot, never made it to the countries. Never.
Yes, you wanted to walk around all the countries, and that was the goal of the Epcot. So day one, I got fast passes for Soaring, Test Track, and Mission Space. Okay? Now, let's just go through the day. So we get there, of course, and we... Probably people get upset at us because Susan and I are not picture people. She'll take pictures of... We're not selfie people.
No.
Okay, so that's just not in our DNA. It's just not how we operate. But...
Maybe because we're fat.
I don't think that matters. I don't think so. Because you'll usually take a picture. Hey, look at a picture of the kids. Something outside at the front of your camera, but no selfies. But when you're with other people that take selfies all the time, you get pulled into that world.
Right.
So I'm like, I'm just going along. First thing we get in the Epcot, all of a sudden,
selfie.
Hey, picture time selfie, and you know you got to get the knee bent right and the arm up. You got to get that selfie finger going, and then everybody's in a line behind you, and it's just.
And we had eight people.
That's the thing. We had to every time there was something you know dramatic going on. There was the so walk in first. We go to Soaring.
Yeah.
Okay. So that was a great ride. Somebody wanted to do it multiple times. I mean, one time is enough for me.
No, I would have done it multiple times. I mean, if the wait lines.
I'm in a chair floating around a big movie screen. Okay, I get it,
dude. But it was really amazing. Well, it was amazing.
It wasn't. Hey, I got to get back in that line again.
No. I would do it again if the line. If it was 30 minutes or less, I would have done it again.
I just didn't feel the draw of it,
dude. I loved it when like the elephants in Africa. The smell, you could smell the grass.
And one of them touched my foot. Something touched my foot when I was floating over. Anyway, soaring, you get in a chair, and they pull you over this ravine-looking thing. So you're out in open area.
It's
suspended,
the IMAX.
Suspended in a chair, and then you're IMAXed,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So when I first got in there,
don't we have 3D glasses? Do we have 3D glasses?
The thing, and here's a big thing with me. Where's my backpack? That was all I could think about.
Oh, because you had the backpack.
I had the backpack, and they said put it in front of you. I put it on the floor. Okay. So I'm putting it on the floor. I get buckled in. Of course, I'm a big one, so you know it takes. I got a certain way. I got to get the buckle in. So we start going. I'm thinking, wait, my backpack's on the floor back there, and that's all I'm thinking about. Then when we get back, apparently one of the workers had stuffed it in the little compartment under my chair. I didn't know I was supposed to stuff it in there, so I was freaking out over the backpack.
Such a noob. I didn't even know that. This is the first I'm hearing about that.
this is post-Disney
show.
It's
because the tickets were in there.
Yeah, that's where I kept everything in there.
Yeah.
So next, when we got out of there, the next ride I wanted to wait for was Starbucks.
Yeah.
So me and Susan hit the Starbucks for us a 10-minute wait.
No, it was more than 10 minutes. Are you kidding? Yeah, it was more like 30 minutes.
So the rest of the crew, they went ahead and went to test track.
I got to interrupt right now. I purposely did not bring my tennis shoes to Disney because Byron and I had discussed we're going to get new sneakers when we get there.
Yeah, let's get some new shoes when we're there. I've got some New Balances that are pretty wore out. And
I knew that there was outlet centers and stuff there. So we are going to go.
Right. Okay. So that's the plan. So
we didn't. We waited until we could possibly do it because we were like, go, 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 go.
I don't know why we didn't
go.
Do it when we drove in Saturday.
Because we had to go over there to.
Right. We had to do all this stuff. Buffalo. Yeah. It was just. Yeah. We didn't have time to do what we needed to do.
And then Sunday, the very first day when we got done, we were like, okay, we're going to go get them.
We got to get our shoes. Outlets closed.
Yeah. Because it was Sunday.
So we were looking for an outlet. I don't know why. Outlets, I think they're special deals, but they're not really. But anyway.
Yeah. So I'm wearing Keds and they have no support whatsoever.
That's ridiculous.
And my feet are screaming. Okay, go ahead. Starbucks.
Yeah, my New Balance is, I mean, I'm like starting to, my feet feel like stubs already. I'm like, do I even have shoes on?
Yeah,
I'm like,
bad.
It's crazy.
It was hurting.
So we go to Starbucks. Of course, we get the large white chocolate mochas.
We get three coffees, and it was $27.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Disney at Starbucks. That's nice.
Yeah.
So we get that. We start walking over. They had already went over to the test track.
Yes.
And they were in line.
Right.
So we huffed it over there. Of course, everything's a long walk.
But you didn't.
No, we huffed over there.
Oh. Okay.
I didn't get in line because I was like, I'm already done here. My feet are hurting. My back's giving out. I'm going to sit down like an old man.
Jeez.
So I'm not going to wait in a line right now because I feel like I'm going to pass out.
So I have to.
And this is day one.
So Kristen comes and gets me, and I'm like
scurrying through the line. I go to the exit. There's a nice bench. There's a nice old lady next to me. We just kind of sit there and watch the birds and other people.
Yeah.
It was a nice.
And knit.
Yes.
Yeah. So anyway, we go through the test track, and you have to like design your own vehicle, and whoever, like, I guess it's in your group. Wins based on the efficiency of your vehicle and the speed and the tires.
Now, how long did that
like
take?
It didn't take long at all.
To design?
It didn't take long.
Is it just drag and drop?
It's just touch.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you got something to pick from.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was pretty fun. Me and JC designed a really nice car, and it was pink. And
I didn't get to see these. Where are these at?
We won several. I thought I took a picture of one. I don't know. I'll have to look at
those. We have to look at those.
Yeah, and so we did
that. So then after that, what happens?
And then you get in the car, and it does different stuff, and, you know, like you're riding around kind of like in your car. It doesn't look like your car, but, you know.
Right, it's just another car on a track.
Right, yeah, it's pretty cool.
And is it fast?
Yeah, there was a couple parts where it was really fast. But it's like inside, and you're just moving. It's not the outside one.
Okay.
Okay, so then.
So do you go in the outside one? Because I saw people in
Yeah, we do an outside one thing. There's like one little part that goes outside.
Is it the same car?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Gotcha. So then they come out, and then they're like, hey, it's time to go. We get up. Now it's time to head over to our second fast pass, Mission Space.
Yeah.
Mission Space. We get in there, and they're talking about, you know, are you claustrophobic? Do you throw up a lot with motion? Are you motion sickness? Whatever. I'm none of those.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
So Susan's like, yeah, she is. She didn't take any Dramamine. But they have a version, and I was reading up on this because so many people have gotten sick on this ride.
Hmm.
They opened up. I think some people have died on it, too.
No.
I did read that. Some people have died because of this ride.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Heart attacks or whatever.
I'll
show you. But anyway, so they made a version that's not as intense.
Yeah.
It's an orange and a blue.
Orange and green.
Orange and green. So
yeah.
Susan went with the non-intense side. I went with the straight up. I'm like, I don't have these problems.
Right.
So it's me, Bentley, and JC. Supposed to be four people in the mission space. And then we get in this. We get inside. You sit in your thing. You buckle down. And there's this. You know, the screens in front of you. It's supposed to be four people. So JC's on one side. Bentley's on the other. And we have an empty seat. And then they close the doors. And it's really tight. When they close the door and that thing comes up and it's in my face, all of a sudden I go, oh, crap, how do I get out of here if I need to? All of a sudden, I started feeling a little claustrophobic.
See, I was with three other people. I was with three, a big dude and two chicks. And that did not faze me whatsoever.
Well, I had to deal with it and get past it.
I'm going
to
say probably because
I had to stare at the screen and go and take my mind off. I had to keep talking to the kids. All right, kids, can you grab your joystick? Okay, good. So, okay, Bentley, you're the engineer. I kept having to talk my way out of this feeling.
Really?
Because that thing was... And I'm like, oh, God, I can't get out.
See, I've been in so many tanning beds that I think it did not faze me whatsoever. That part didn't faze... I was concerned. I was like, dang, I'm big, and am I going to be able to fit up in this thing?
But that was our thoughts pretty much all, the whole ride.
But it was... I mean, it was fine.
Now, I will say this. I was trying to look for a video. I want to... Because this is a centrifuge that you get in.
Right.
This box is a centrifuge which spins and causes G-forces.
Right.
So I want to see a video. I haven't found one yet of this thing actually working from the outside. I've seen several videos of people that took videos from
inside,
my perspective,
right,
inside. That does nothing. I want to see that thing spin outside.
Yeah.
Just to see, wow, that was me in there?
Yeah.
And that's crazy. So we take off and then immediately, I mean, it's like this rush of G-force hits you, and JC's just laughing the whole time maniacally, just hysterically laughing. And I'm just sitting there going, oh! And then we get there.
How was Bentley? Did he do okay?
He was laughing and wasn't that bad.
Good.
But anyway, after the ride's over, I get outside. I have to sit down because I'm about to throw up.
I see him, and he is completely white. There is not an ounce of blood in this man's face. As soon as I saw him, I was like, are you okay? Because he was white.
And it took, what was it, like 45 minutes before I was normal?
I think it was over an hour. Yeah. You were...
So walking the countries, I was still washed out.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. So, by the way, Gary Sinise, he's the one that this ride, they take you to Mars.
Yeah.
And Gary Sinise is the commander that takes you to Mars. There.
I'm thankful that I did my, you know... Little green one.
After that, we did Finding Nemo. That's kind of self-explanatory. That was there's Nemo outside and you had to walk in. It's kind of it's a ride and you look at, they have video.
Oh, yeah,
it's Finding
yeah.
Nemo.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. We got done with
that. We rode that ride twice, actually.
We did?
Yes, because remember, we rode it the first time with just Gabby and Kristen. We went all the way through it, and then the chick and her son came up and we're like, oh yeah, and we wrote it again with them. You don't remember? Yeah, we wrote it twice.
I just remember one at once.
Because we did the fast pass the first
time. Oh, I sat down. I sat outside the second time.
Oh, okay.
That's
yeah.
right. I'm like, I'm done. I can't move. I can't move.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm about to throw up in my backpack. It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
So once we got out of there, then it's time for Susan's goal. We're going to all the countries in Epcot.
Yes.
Which I figured this is gonna be a long haul. I have back trouble. So any long walks or long standings, I usually have to take mini breaks. But I was like, okay, here we go. Plus, I had the bad shoes, whatever.
Right.
So we start walking off. And this is the time that every parent dreads. And it's when they start walking off, they look around, they can't find their kid.
Okay, so let me...
So that happened.
So there was this chick and dude, Gabby, Kristen, Byron, me, JC, Bentley. Okay?
Yeah.
So me and dude are in the very back. And JC is bouncing from, because she adores
Kristen
and yeah.
The dude.
She adores Kristen and Gabby. I mean, JC adores them. And so she's like with them and then to dad and then me and then, you know, bouncing around, whatever, whatever.
Yeah, and we usually got either one in the front of us.
Right.
One of us know that we can see our kid in front
and
of
I
us.
And I usually stay in the back so I can see everybody, you know, so I can see Bentley and JC. So we're trekking through. And it is, there again, spring break week, and it is crowded as, I mean, it's just crazy. We
it's
hit
crowded
this,
as a mall on Christmas.
We hit this, they're giving out free applesauce little things.
Yeah, the thing you showed me today,
right?
Which was nasty.
Yeah.
It's those squeezable applesauce things.
Yeah, they're passing those out, so everybody's grabbing one. You know, we're
I
all.
I didn't eat, I don't like them.
We're all, you didn't get one? Okay.
I mean, I got one in my backpack. I didn't.
Okay. So we're all, and then, you know, throwing them in the garbage, and we're all just trekking, going to
so
the countries.
From my perspective, I walk down just a little bit down and kind of hang out at a little spot of a rail,
uh-huh,
watching you guys. And then once I get a clue that, okay, they're ready to go, I start trekking. Bentley's in front of me. We start walking down the sidewalk.
And so we get about two blocks into the country. And I'm looking through the people, and I don't see JC. And I'm like...
No, we didn't get to the country yet. We got we got as far as that playground.
Right. So I scream out, where's JC? And she's not up here with us. Panic, like, hits. My heart starts pounding, and Big O Biggin is running to... Back to where we just came from.
Yeah, the last place we saw.
Yeah, because there wasn't like anywhere, there wasn't really any deviation from where we were to.
It was a straight track.
It was like flowers on either side and stuff.
There was fences.
Right. So it wasn't like she could have gone anywhere, you know.
Except backwards.
And so I trekked back and I figured that's where she was at the applesauce place. And, I walk up and she's there with a worker and she's crying and I lose it. I start crying and I'm like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And JC's like, I just went to put it in the garbage and you all were gone. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I thought you were up with Gabby. I thought you were, you know. And so and there was a lady. She's like, don't beat yourself up. It happens to all of us. You know, and so this other old lady grabs like a crap load of those applesauces and dumps them in your backpack. And then the Disney worker's like, would you like for me to go get you some water? And I'm like, yes, please, free water. I would love it. You know, because it costs $30 for everything. So
would you like for me to go get a crisis counselor?
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm like in tears. My heart's
pounding.
So, I mean,
that was pretty smart. JC stayed in the same spot.
She
didn't
did.
Leave. So she kind of figured, I need to stay here. Surely they'll be back. So.
Yeah. So she stayed. I mean, it seemed like an eternity, but it probably was more like, you know, 5 minutes, you know.
Okay. So once that was out of the way, that was a little, you know,
from then
drama.
On, she held my hand like it was super glue.
Yeah, for the rest of the parks.
Yeah.
The rest of the days.
She did.
So we went around to all the countries. We stopped at France. We saw a movie about France. Gabby and them went somewhere to eat. I sat down. I found a plugs charging some phones. We saw a movie about France, which was really old.
Yeah.
By the way, it was really old.
Yeah, like 70s.
And we kept going. Pointer Sisters were performing live in the America country. And they still got the moves at whatever age they're at. They're still kicking
them
on stage.
That wasn't the America country. The America country is on the other side of the park.
No, that was America.
That was not America.
Sweetie, remember what we walked out of when we saw the Pointer Sisters? We were sitting in what little dome cathedral thing? That was America. right there. That thing we were sitting in, that building with the huge dome, that was America.
Okay.
When we walked out, they're Pointer Sisters, boom.
Okay.
So we kept trying to go. We got some ice cream in Italy.
You guys did.
I tried to find some Polish sausage Germany or somewhere.
They had it, but
I
we just didn't
find
do it.
It.
Yes, we did. We found it. We didn't do it.
I don't remember that. I would have bought some.
No, we didn't. Because remember, we saw it, and we were like, let's just
oh,
go.
Oh, yeah, it was like a big dog.
And it was like too much of a line.
It was like $30 for a...
Well, it was $30 for your three
for
ice
whatever.
Creams. Yeah, for your Gelato's. $30.
Dude, financing.
You dropping
so then,
money left and right there.
So then, I think the last thing we did Ellen's Energy Adventure. That's what we finished the park off with.
Yeah.
With that attraction. And right at the very end.
The dinosaur.
Yeah.
Thing.
Right at the very end. Yeah. It took, basically, and this was old too. It was Ellen DeGeneres.
Yeah. And Bill Nye the Science Guy.
And Bill Nye the Science Guy. And they're basically telling you about how creation started, which was not God. God didn't create it. It came from the Big Bang Theory, the primordial ooze.
The premise of it was energy.
Yeah, energy. And they took us back and showed us how energy started, which was us being formed as well.
Yeah.
So they took us through the dinosaur thing. And then right at the end, the ride broke. The power went out. And
pitch black.
And of course, there's a light on the projector.
Barely.
And we're making shadow puppets and everybody's laughing and having a good time.
Nobody. Everybody's just sitting there in the pitch dark. And so what does Susan do? Because I think I'm probably the only person, maybe one or two people that still had battery. Your battery was gone.
Yeah, gone.
Everybody's battery's gone about that time. And so I had mine on airplane mode all day, and I don't sit there and use mine as a mirror or use mine as, you know, taking pictures.
You
that
notice
much.
That people were doing that as a mirror. They just pull it up and look at it and then shut it back off.
I don't care, you know, obviously. I don't. So I had battery left, so I turned my phone on. This little kid's thank you, because they were like scared and crying and stuff. And so I turned my phone on.
So she throws it up on the screen. Not throws it, but...
And I start doing shadow
projects the light up on the screen, and we all start doing shadow puppets.
And people were cracking up.
Yeah, they were cracking up, dude. Because I was doing some voiceovers and...
Yeah. Oh, because they started the film back, and
there
was no volume.
There was no audio, and so we're doing bad lip reading.
Yeah.
With
and
Bill Nye.
People after, were they're like, thank you so much. You were entertaining. I was like, wow, we need a job here.
I need a job.
Yeah. That was fun.
Oh, my gosh.
That was
so
crazy.
We got to the hotel, and then that was the end of day one. I let the kids hit the pool. I hit the pool with the kids at the
Gabby and Mary were with us. Gabby and Kristen were with us that night.
Epcot?
Yeah. Remember, they spent the night with us the first night and the second night.
Oh, that's right. So I didn't hit the pool with the kids until Magic Kingdom Day.
Right.
Which was day two.
Right.
Okay. So we get up early the next day. We had scheduled... And we're not usually early risers, but we scheduled
I'm always an
day
early riser.
Two Magic Kingdom. If we can sleep in, we can. There's nothing.
You.
No, you too.
No.
Okay?
Okay. But I don't. I'm an early riser. I'm always the last
not
one
today,
awake.
Sleeping in. I left here. You were... Okay,
yeah,
let's talk about that.
I meant to because I worked until after midnight.
I meant to because I can. So that's my point.
I worked until after midnight.
That's my point. If we can, it's going to happen. So... Let's leave it right there. Boom. Day two. Magic
Lies.
Kingdom. We had here's the three fast passes I got. Buzz Lightyear, Space Ranger Spin, the Haunted Mansion, and Space Mountain. Those were the three.
And the reason we have crappy ones is because the majority of them were already taken. A lot of the
crappy. I thought that's where people wanted to go. What are you talking about?
Well, I mean, the Haunted Mansion, I mean...
Anyway, I mean, I wasn't gonna do it. I mean, I was gonna do it, but
I would rather have done like the Seven Dwarfs.
What's this thing about?
Seven Dwarfs Mine Train was gone.
Yeah, done.
None of those were
so. None of those were available. Okay, so Buzz Lightyear is very early. I think it was a 9 o'clock or an 8:45 or something like that.
Yeah,
it
we
was
were booking
really early,
9:40.
So basically, this ride is you get in there and you've got it's laser tag,
right?
And they got these little targets you can hit, and there's of course. I found out as I was going through the ride, I didn't have to keep doing this. I could hold the trigger down.
Yeah.
And that you could get all the lasers you want.
So
your points add up and you get bragging rights, whatever. Right after that.
We were almost late to that one. We were booking to get there, remember? And then somebody tells us, oh, you get 15 minutes over.
And we're like, I could slap you right in the face, open hand.
No, I didn't say that.
I was thinking it.
They were really nice.
Right after that, we went to the Monsters Incorporated, the Laughing Floor.
Yeah, that was good.
Now, here's the deal with this. This ride wasn't open until we walked right in. It didn't open until 11 a.m. That's when the ride opens. It starts at 11 to whatever time they close.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so when we walked in,
We were at
the front of the line, and we had to wait like another 50 to an hour because we got in there like at 10 o'clock. Because Bentley's like, this thing's another 54 minutes. He was freaking out over it.
I thought it was like 30 minutes.
No, dude. It was a long time. But they did open the doors before it started. But anyway, you get the point.
Yeah, that was fun.
So right after that, we leave the Laughing Floor, and that's when we catch up with the rest of the crew. I think Gabby and Barry, or not
Gabby, Kristen.
And
Christian and Lynn.
Lynn, thank you. I almost said Cynthia. Lynn, the reason I said that, I kept calling her Cynthia all week, so whatever.
Because Cynthia was her daughter-in-law.
Right, and she was on the Fast Pass thing.
Right.
So Lynn, we were coming across the bridge that goes into Tomorrowland, met them there, and like, hey, blah, 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 here's our next Fast Pass, we're heading that way. So we start trekking over to the Haunted Mansion, okay? Hmm. And what I love about the app on the phone is I don't have to get a map. I can just look at the app, and it GPSs. It shows where you are in my next destination. I just walk to it.
There again, that's why people's batteries are dead. I didn't have there that. Again, Byron was my map.
I don't want to be a map.
Yeah, and I'm just saying, Byron was my map.
So we start trekking over there. All of a sudden, here's Merida from Brave. Okay, she's sitting out there taking pictures. All of a sudden, Kristen's like, I got to get a picture. Of course, JC wants to follow suit. Right. I go in the cans and strip down naked just to get, you know, just to get fresh. Because it was so hot.
It was not.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was 3 years ago. Sorry.
It was cold. It was cold there. It was very cold at sometimes. We had to buy sweaters and stuff like that.
So we come out, and they're still doing Merida. I'm like, I'll see y'all later. Y'all stay here, do Merida. Me and Bentley went ahead and trekked forward.
Yeah.
We went past the carousel, Peter Pan, Aladdin. It's a small world. Finally get down to the Haunted Mansion. So we sit down. Here's a side note. I was going to wait to the end because what we do for lunches, we'd go to Walmart and buy these huge subs. Okay. What are they, 6 foot? Seemed like a 10 foot.
6 foot? It's a foot long.
Oh, it's foot? Okay. What am I thinking? 6 inches?
Yeah.
Okay. These subs are huge at Walmart. They're in the deli section.
$5.
And we just grab them, stuff them in the backpack.
Grab a packet of mayonnaise and mustard.
And some chips, and we're golden. So me and Bentley sitting there, I'm like, well, I'm getting kind of hungry. So we pull it out, start munching on some sandwiches. I call Susan, hey, we're Winnie the Pooh. And I'm like, okay, they stopped for a ride. I don't get it. I thought we're coming down here for the Haunted Mansion. I don't understand. So I'm like, well, I don't want to sit here. I'm sitting on a brick here with my son. Bentley's like, can we go yet? He's like, I didn't want to sit here. So we trek back. I said, let's go back. I go to Winnie the Pooh.
Did you guys ride with us?
Yes. I go to Winnie the Pooh. We do not have fast passes.
Oh, that's right.
Susan and them have already went through. They've waited the line.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, and if you've ever been to Disney, there's a regular line, and then there's a fast pass, which they want you to scan, and there's usually somebody there, but it's a different way, like a different roped-off area. Soon as I walked up, the chick walked away from her post and went over to the other line to do something. Me and Bentley just straight into the fast pass.
Nice.
When we got to the front, you guys were right there.
Yeah.
At where the fast pass stops.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, I'm with them. Like, yeah. They were okay with that.
Yeah.
Like, you just came through the fast pass, but, oh, there's your party. Okay.
Yeah.
So we just jumped in. Winnie the Pooh is basically getting this thing, and it's
animatronics.
It's animatronics, and you're in a chair that's floating, suspended from the ceiling, kind of, right? Or is that Peter Pan?
That's Peter Pan.
Oh, my gosh. I'm getting them.
You're just on the ground going through a little car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, so we get done with that. Then we start heading to the Haunted Mansion.
Yeah.
All the way down to the Haunted Mansion, we go the fast pass, we get in, it's spooky, okay, we're all huddled up in this little room. Does that room, when that room, did it move? the walls moved or something. There's something hanging from the ceiling.
Oh, yeah. The ceiling opened. The ceiling opened and there was like a guy hanging.
Yeah, the pictures are moving down the wall like you're moving.
Yeah.
So then they open another section. And Bentley's like, I got to get out of here. What do y'all do? So I'm like, I see an exit sign. And then they try to stop me.
I saw that.
He's like, well, so what are you doing? No, I'm leaving. My son don't want this. He don't like it. Oh, okay. Just follow the exit sign. We go out, sit at the exit sign, wait for you guys.
Okay. So
I have no experience of the haunted mansion, but think of the words. It's haunted mansion. It's not Mickey Mouse Jr. Okay.
Okay. And so I thought it was something, a cutie little, maybe Casper-ish, you know, not spooky scary. I didn't know.
You were thinking of Disney Junior.
I thought it was like Casper or something like that. I didn't think it was going to be spooky. Yeah, I thought it was like Mickey Mouse. Woo, woo, you know, I didn't think it was going to be conjuring spirits and evil. You know, I didn't think it was that. And so my children are very, very spiritually aware. And so I made a mistake as a mom, a godly mom, and allowed my daughter, 7-year-old, to go through it. The thing is,
well, couldn't
this.
You have
wait a minute.
Off like me.
Wait.
At some point.
No, you're in a car. You're going through it.
Oh,
no.
There's a cart.
Yeah.
Oh, see, I didn't know that. So y'all walked down when I left y'all, and you got into a cart,
yeah,
like a mine cart or something.
Right. Just like it's like Winnie
like
the Pooh.
Like a haunted house.
It's like Winnie the Pooh, but scary. We went through it, and JC had her eyes closed the entire time, and then she started crying, and she was very upset because, you know, it was like, and, you know, and stuff, yeah, you know, so. Yeah, and so I felt horrible as a mom. At the very end, we get stopped, like, about to go up this little hill, and we're there for like a good 3 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Pitch black?
No, because we're at the very... If we would have been two cars back, it would have been a nightmare. But we were right there, so it was daylight.
Oh, you're coming out in the open.
Yeah. And, yeah. And
so this is like outside?
No.
Oh, so this is all inside
a
house.
All inside. And, but okay, you're coming out to the very end. You know where it's more lit.
Okay,
where all
where
the
you
people
can get
standing
out on the stage.
Right.
Okay.
And so JC looks up at me and she's like, will you buy me a toy? Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. The blackmail.
Yeah. And I was like, oh my God.
That's extortion.
It was, right? So, yeah. There was no tears, but she was very, yeah, it was.
Anyway, y'all walking out, she's...
Yeah, she's crying. Bentley is so mad. Bentley is so... Mom, why didn't you let her? You shouldn't have let her. Mom, why didn't you get... This place is stupid. Why would they have... I mean, he was so mad that they had the Disney haunted man. And every time we walked near it, he was like... you know, some bidding that he did. He like did his tongue out at it. And
anyway, so...
Yeah.
We get done...
Oh, wait. The reason being...
Yeah.
The reason being is because if you look, I looked on the Disney thing for scary rides,
uh-huh,
and the scariest ride there was the Stitch. And we rode the Stitch ride.
What is this based on?
I don't know.
People?
I guess.
Like
I don't
a
know.
Review?
I don't know. But if you look it up, because I looked it up, the scariest ride there was the Stitch. And we rode the Stitch, and it was not scary. So I told Byron, I was like, the Haunted Mansion is
not... No, we did before.
Not...
They didn't like it either. Cause
no, Bentley didn't like it because it got pitch
when
dark.
When it gets pitch dark, there's a problem.
Right. But that wasn't a scary
and
ride.
And stuff's blowing in my face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's not... The Stitch was not a scary ride. And they said that was the scariest ride there. And if the Stitch is the scariest ride, then I'm thinking the Haunted Mansion is not very scary.
Oh, so on the scales.
Right. So that right. wasn't my fault.
So we're just different kind of people.
Right.
Because we don't get into haunted houses and haunted mansions
no,
and things like
that.
Kind of we don't do the
yeah.
we whole don't do. Scary Halloween. We don't do all that.
No.
We try not to instill fear.
We don't do
which
horror
is what that's
movies.
Fear, right?
Right. No okay. horror movies.
I mean, who, what?
But she was fine.
Why would kid? Well, you say that, but who would let their kids watch horror movies?
There's a crap load of people
Are
that
you
do that.
Right now?
Yeah.
I'm not judging folks. So
yeah.
If you do that, you're wrong. Oh, so after that, we decided to go up to the little
Shopaholic.
No. What's that? The lady with the long hair, Rumpelstiltskin.
Rapunzel?
Yeah, Rapunzel went up to her little town, and there were some charging stations, some stumps. We broke some bread, got the sandwiches out, ate those while the other people were just watching us like,
yeah.
Wow, I wish we'd have thought of that. But now we got to go to a restaurant and spend $50,000 to buy a hamburger.
I wasn't about to.
Whatever. So we get finished. Me and Susan were full. Kids have eaten. Now we're heading to the Pirates of the Caribbean. We all decided on that. So we have to walk way over past the Jamboree Bear, down the sidewalk of the old Belle Mississippi boat, and past, instead of going up to Thunder Mountain, you take a left and head toward Pirates. So we get into the Pirates Town, ride that. Nothing's changed about this ride. If you've ever ridden the Pirates of the Caribbean, it's still the same. There's nothing. It's all animatronics, people getting
drunk. It looks really cool.
Yeah, it's
really cool. And see, JC didn't remember from 3 years ago, she didn't remember a whole lot.
Sure. No, she didn't. So after the Pirates of the Caribbean, we headed over to our third Fast Pass, which was Space Mountain, which I've never been on. Wait a minute.
We did that when I was pregnant with DeLorean.
I had forgotten this ride.
Yeah.
Seriously. Of course, it's pitch black, and it shakes you all over the place.
And it says clearly on it, do not ride if you're pregnant.
Why is it just this ride?
No, there's
every ride there's is
a
like this?
There's a ton of them. If you have back problems, don't ride this ride or pregnant or, you know, yeah.
Gotcha.
Heart, you know, whatever.
Of course, we go up and look at the tube. We're like, can I fit in this thing?
Of course,
is this bar going to come down on my gut? Am I going to be saving this thing?
Well, there's a couple of times where, and they would laugh every time I'd be like, hey, I'm a big, and am I going to be able to fit in this? And they were like, oh, yeah, you're going to be fine.
Am I too fat for this ride?
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's fine. Watch this.
They're like chuckling. Yeah.
So we get in it. Of course, Space Mountain, it's probably one of the oldest rides. It's been there since the 70s. Probably longer than that. Who knows? But Space Mountain, it's pitch black. You can't see nothing. You're being jerked around. Bentley got in it.
You can't see anything.
I didn't hear him, but he's crying the whole time.
Well, because he's in the very front seat all by himself. He's
I'm
in the
right
very front.
Him.
I know. You should have put your hands on his shoulders. That's
what
I did.
Oh, wait a minute.
Was
that Kristen? Kristen, maybe. Kristen. Yeah, yeah, something like that.
But he wasn't. He thought that he was going to fly out of it. Because, you know, you
lift up, yeah.
Your body's coming up off the
right,
seat.
He thought that.
So he thought he was going to come out of it. So he was very upset, very, very upset and crying.
Yeah, so we got into that, so we had to console him.
Of course, JC's maniacal.
Yeah, I hear her behind me laughing like she was laughing when we did Mission Space. She is just, she's a different human. Yeah. She's loving this stuff.
Yeah, she does.
So we get finished with Space Mountain, and then it's over. We go back to the hotel, and that's when the kids got in the pool.
And we did not get our shoes again.
Of course. Why? I don't know why we didn't go this day.
Was
were
it
they closed?
I think they were closed.
Was it that late? Surely
oh,
not.
Oh, no, we got them that night. Yes.
Oh, this was
yes,
the
yes.
night. That,
we did.
That's we said, we've got to go. That's it.
We got
we're done
to
with
go.
Magic Kingdom. By Felicia, we're going to the Nike Factory Outlet.
Which is right.
Actually, we were going to go to an outlet, but then we saw a Nike Factory Outlet.
Yeah.
Which was a standalone Nike store. We walked in there, and that place was crazy.
Dude, it was like lines
was like,
at Disney World.
I know. It yeah. was. Me and Susan were thinking, these people are smart.
No,
putting
I told them that.
A Nike Factory Outlet down here at Disney where people's feet hurt.
I told them that. The cashier, I was like, good one. And they were like, I said, well played. And they were like, excuse me? I said, having a Nike store right outside of Disney. And the manager looked at me and was like, shook their head yes. Like, mm-hmm.
It was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, because they were
racking it up.
Yeah.
So I feel kind of, I got the Air Max. I feel kind of like I didn't vet out all the shoes I could have. I mean, there were at least 15 aisles to go down. I was at the first one. I didn't go any further.
Well, it's because those were the new ones. Those were the brand new ones. Those
no, it was a step back. It wasn't the 2017.
It wasn't 2017, but it was still the new ones.
Well, whatever. What I'm saying is I got those, and I'm like, I didn't give any other shoe a chance. You see what I'm saying? So I don't know if there's something out there that's better than my shoe. It could be. Now I'm kind of like, ugh. anyway, those are kind of thoughts, I think.
But
so,
you loved them. It's like I do walking like on them. Sunshine.
I love the shoes. Yeah. But in the back of my mind, I'm like, I didn't give another shoe a chance.
You tried on a couple?
Yeah, but right there, that area. After I went back to look for something else for you, I was like, my God, there's 15 aisles back here. What if these shoes are better?
Yeah, but those
aren't. But it was too late. We already purchased.
Those aisles are the good shoes. Those two.
Are you sure? You're just trying to make me feel good.
No, I promise you.
But wait a minute. Shoe fits the foot.
No, some of them are running shoes, and you don't want running shoes for walking.
Okay.
Because running shoes are, their soles are thinner. They're not as thick like your Air Max.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you this. We just ended day two on this post Disney, the post Disney trip. We just ended day two. We've got day 3, 4, and 5, and then the trip home. We have just spent 55 minutes on this show. I try to limit this show to an hour. So are we gonna keep going and trudge through this, or is this gonna be another show?
Well, I mean, we've
got to make the decision now.
Well, you can go ahead. If you want to stop it, we can go ahead and stop the show, and then we can do a second show and do...
We'll have to do part two.
Right.
So it's going to have to be a part two, kind of like the Sacred Cow show. We did part one and part two. So, I think probably we took a lot of time in the beginning. We probably could have did this if we just bam, bam, bam. We took a lot of time at the beginning to talk about your job, which was needed because we had to speak about that, and then the drive there. So that took a lot of time. Each one of these bullet points is about 5 or 6. We're basically just talking about the rides we spent at Disney and our experience with them. So we're going to have to do a part two, folks. So
yeah,
that is our pre-show for Disney. Pre-show. Day one. What did I say?
Pre-show.
What did I mean?
You mean post?
Post. Did I not say post?
Yeah, you said pre.
Okay, post show for Disney trip. We went day one Epcot Center, day two Magic Kingdom. And then you'll have to stay tuned for day 3, 4, and 5. You'll have to tune into the show to see what happened. Since we got about 4 minutes left, do we want to talk about the throwaway story or just kind of end the show?
No, we'll just go ahead and end the show.
Well, saying that now, I don't know if I can do that because the music has to play and then there's 2 minutes left on the show. So that's kind of weird, isn't it? Right?
Well, I will tell you.
Are you cricketing over there?
No, I'm just thinking. I will tell you, the shoes that I got.
Oh, yeah, the shoes you got.
They were bright yellow and pink. They're bright yellow and pink.
That's a good color. I like that color.
They're very neon. And I'm not going to tell you, I'm not going to say who, but somebody asked me, do you like those colors? And I'm thinking, well, I wouldn't have bought them if I didn't like it.
But you didn't say that.
No,
So when they said, you like those colors? You feel there was a tinge of,
well, here,
I don't like those colors, do you?
Right.
Why don't somebody say that then?
And this is what I said.
Okay.
Yeah. And I said it just like that.
Well, I'll just go ahead and tell you, I got the Nike Air Max Contender black. Or something. They're all black.
They're
and it's
nice.
Just a sweet looking shoe. Whoa, what was that? Something just dropped from the ceiling. Of course we didn't have YouTube going. That's ridiculous. It looked like a moth or something.
Yeah, I think it was a... Oh, here it is. It's a little bug.
Okay.
Little bitty bug. Hey, little bug.
Well, we hope you have enjoyed our post-Disney trip show. Sorry that it took so long for us to get another show out. And
but it won't take us long again.
Yeah, we're going to do part two for the Disney show. Disney show.
The Disney
show. Like I'm on the Disney Channel or something. but anyway, stay tuned for part two and tell your friends about us. Make sure you follow us on Facebook. Give us a like. We're up to 100 likes on Facebook. We need
Woo-hoo!
To keep that going while you just max it out. So Who Do You Think You Are podcast on Facebook. Who Do You Think You Are podcast on Instagram. And you can follow me on Twitter at Dice Man, DYESSMAN. And we'll catch you next time. Who Do You Think You Are? Yeah.